This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
20th of July, 2018. It's the Real KNC. Ken Laird.
Chris Curtis.
Congratulations.
Good job, Chris
Good
Curtis.
Show. Excellent work today, Curtis.
Obviously in order.
My apologize.
For not backing you, not believing in your
Unbelievable.
Abilities.
Ken had a great line. He's like, well, okay, you know, we've told them that.
Battle of the Brainless Six.
I do not want to lose to this
former fat
dummy.
You weigh more than he does.
Good one.
Fat what?
I don't
former
think I do,
fat
no.
dummy? Is
former
that what you said?
Fat dummy. Former fat, comma, still dummy.
Rematch of Battle of the Brainless 2.
It's Kirk and Callahan's Battle of the Brainless. Part 2, the music edition.
Cool. Won't matter.
All right.
Come on.
Led Zeppelin.
Song title?
Rock the Cash Bar.
That is not the Whoa! Song title name. That is not, it's the greatest thing he's ever
Close
said.
Enough.
It's the greatest thing he's ever said.
Can we give him
It is not the title name.
Yes! Chris Curtis, the champion.
Tuesday, he was on.
It was insane watching that live and in person at the Pine Hills Tuesday morning where he was just picking these off one by one.
Billy Joel.
Sounds British.
Billy Joel. What's gonna, is this going to happen tomorrow?
I'm moving out.
I changed my mind. We're going to bet $1.
If it's a Mutt route, how bad would that be?
He's not going to route. He won't handle the pressure.
No, that's true. Yeah, you will handle the pressure.
But how do you know, Mama? How do you know that?
I saw Aerosmith New Year's Eve.
But you didn't get walked this way last time with Aerosmith.
I don't understand. Okay, well, sometimes you're not into it, and sometimes you eat breakfast. What are you going to do?
We can go through some of the highlights. Obviously, what got the thing rolling right away from an entertainment value was your guys' Warren Zevon knowledge.
If we said the first word
is it George Thorogood?
If we said werewolves, they'll know the name of the song, right?
Werewolves of Thunder.
Is that what it is?
I have no idea.
I love Mutt.
Werewolves of Thunder. I don't think it's that.
What is it?
What is it, Chris? You better guess.
You got the first two.
I just guessed twice.
Well, guess. Werewolves
okay,
of
guess
what?
Again. Werewolves of what?
Werewolves of Wonder.
Can I say, I told you this last year. I remember, I love you. Okay?
I'm going to say Werewolves of London.
There you go, buddy.
Not quite the buzz of Brainless 2. That was, you know, Battle of the Brainless at its peak.
How about if we give Curtis a point if he knows what CCR stands for?
No, that's not fair to Mutt. The answer is,
so
it
what?
Doesn't matter, but sure, yeah, go ahead.
Do you know what it stands for, Mutt?
Clarence Clearwater Revival.
See, I don't even... What is it, Curtis?
I knew the R was revival, and there was a Clearwater.
Clearwater...
is it... See, I don't understand why that's funny. I'm glad these guys
Kirk
enjoy
is literally dying right now.
I've never seen him laugh this
that's
hard.
Better than 10
nuggets. Is it Clarence or Clarence? Which one is it?
It's Clarence. It's
Clarence. We have to go to break. We have to go to break.
Are we done? Did I win?
We'll be back with more next.
Well, this can't compare, I imagine, to the first. Well, let me just ask you, how did it feel?
It felt great. The surrounding buzz and hype for it wasn't quite as big as Brainless 2, music edition, but it was much more gratifying the second time because...
We had Van Halen, I think, was another standout moment. You Really Got Me, which Mutt just totally disgraced David Lee Roth by guessing Wham.
Whose turn is it, Mutt or mine?
Yours.
It is your turn, Chris.
All right. Ahead.
I mean, you should know this within... If you know it, you know within the first 5 seconds. Wouldn't you say?
Yes, okay. Which he won't.
Number 12.
You really want me?
Say that again.
Do you really want me?
I can't give you that. I can't give you that.
Artist?
Pat Benatar.
Mutt knows it.
I think it's You Really Got Me.
Yep.
Is the song.
Artist?
Wham?
Why is that
funny? I don't get why it's funny. I get.
Did you really take away a point for that?
You really got me now.
It's tied.
You got me so I don't know what
that was
I'm
close
doing.
Enough.
Yeah. Right, who is this? Don't know the singer or the band?
This is if you're a guy who grew up around. You're about my age. This guy was my god next to Bruce for like 2 or 3 years.
Tom Petty.
No.
Just keep saying Tom Petty to
you. He likes Tom Petty.
It's not America, the whatever. You know who this is? Come on, Jerry. Let's go.
Oh
yeah! Come on, Ken.
You got me so I can't sleep at night.
They got me.
You really got. How do you not? You know who that is?
I don't.
Now that your guesses were elite, you nailed Don McLean, American Pie. That was a quick two.
Got that.
That was within like a note or two.
Chris Curtis.
Me.
Chris Curtis is up, and here we go.
A long, long time.
Stop.
Okay, American Pie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... Can I just get the last name of the singer?
No, you may not.
Nope.
Yes.
And if I would guess it. I get to steal
I wouldn't do
it
that
still.
If I were you. No. You got to do full guesses. That's how we do it. It
doesn't matter.
Yeah. But if he gets half of it, I still get to guess.
Okay. I'm going to go with Don McLean.
Yeah!
Yes!
Way to go, my man, Chris Curtis.
Good start, Curtis.
I root for Curtis anyway. He's up 2-0.
You have a special affinity for that song or what?
It's pretty. I mean, well, they stopped it after.
I lose track. I put these together. Slaved over this multiple hours the day before, trying to come up with a proper list.
Well,
I don't want to be too hard, but I don't want to be too obvious because obviously Mutt's You Nailed Come Together by the Beatles earlier in the week.
So Mutt got 60 songs in a row on Tuesday,
right.
So
you guys have been studying.
Is it indoctrinating him? That's
yes,
not the word.
Indoctrinating.
And,
yeah.
And what's the word?
So I thought I put together a fair list, but some of these are so second nature to me, I lose track of what's an obvious song. And
well,
what's
some
not.
Songs that you guys like, The Pretenders, I had never heard of in my life.
You never heard the song in your life?
I had never heard
Chain
that.
Gang?
No, I had not heard that song.
Let's go to number 26, Kenneth.
I hate this song, man.
I do too. But that is pretty iconic.
I think we're home. You want to hear the beginning?
No.
Okay.
No idea.
Well,
let's
come
hear the
on.
Beginning. Let's hear the beginning. Let's hear the first. Do you know it, Chris? I don't. My fault. I shouldn't ask them. Go ahead. Chris can win here.
Yep.
I found a picture of you. There you go. Ready?
Oh.
All right. Well, I mean, you know.
The happiest days of my life.
Stevie Nicks.
Look at the blank stares on these two chimpanzees.
Curtis literally is the emptiest stare any human being's ever had, ever about anything, ever you have you just had right there when he said that. It's impossible to be more empty than you were in that look. Go ahead.
Doesn't he have to guess the
nah,
song?
No, he doesn't know.
Okay, that's a woman singing.
Right. Thank
so
you.
So I'm going to go with, I don't know any female singers. Let's see here.
You don't know any female singers.
Let's go Melissa Etheridge.
A song title, Chris. Why not?
Let's go with Beautiful Day Outside.
You got the song right. How do you not know? I whatever. That should be the name of this. How do you not know that song? Back on the Chain Gang. That's why we're talking about We Know It by The Pretenders.
Plus The Pretenders.
Never heard of The Pretenders.
Again, I've never...
You never heard of The Pretenders?
I have not.
Raise my hand. We'll finish. Curtis is going to win whatever. No one in the car knows this song. Nobody.
What?
No
play every day.
We'll get full lines.
Have you ever heard the song before?
I have not.
Thank you very
we'll
much.
We'll get full lines from people who've listened, heard the song.
Okay, I've heard it
in my life, fine. Okay? I was born in 74. Started listening to pop music in, say, 82, 83.
Okay.
I've heard that song in my life 50,000 times.
That's why I don't like it.
No, I hate it.
Hey, what's a band that sings If I Would Walk 1,000 Miles? That's the Proclaimers.
The Proclaimers.
I knew the Proclaimers. I love that song.
It's like a one-hit wonder.
Oh, yeah.
Within the 90s.
I don't know the Pretenders. I know the Proclaimers.
Okay. Chrissy Hynde is the lead singer of the Pretenders. Maybe you know her if you saw her.
Doesn't help.
You know, I'm like a smart person.
Anyway, you didn't even know a female artist, right? You mentioned Madonna.
Melissa Etheridge. That was a big pull by me. And Madonna, two for two. Why is this music so loud?
What else did you get?
Well, I got Journey to clinch it.
Well, Journey the clincher, yes, of course.
Mutt's got a poker face in the half. You want to play singing or no?
No.
He knows it. He just said it. You know the lyrics.
I know the lyrics.
Oh, who is it? She need to name the band or the song.
9-8. I still get last attempt here to tie.
If he gets it right. If he gets it right, we're done.
Oh, it's first to 10?
Yes.
There's no final. Okay.
No, we've had plenty of chances. Jesus.
Oh, Journey.
Yes!
Yes!
Eat
it,
yes!
Bud!
Yes! Yes!
Nailed it.
I would have gotten
yes.
Nailed it. Ball game. Two in a row.
Song title just for the hell of it?
Mutt sucks.
But you had to get... Oh, Bob Seger you pulled out of your ass.
Oh, that one was totally out of my ass.
Song sucks, by the way.
I like the song. It's overplayed, though.
Stop. Good. Curtis?
Bob Seger.
Yes.
Ooh. Holy crap, really?
Yes. Song title?
America's Wonderful.
Shit. I thought you would get the title and not the artist.
Even Curtis's guesses are the same.
Complete ass pull. I have no idea. When you guys said I was right, you know what you should do more often if we ever do this again is say you're right when we're wrong or wrong when we're right, because I don't think Mutt and I would question either way.
You're an idiot. I think.
At some point, they were trying to prompt you guys for who a very famous singer was, and your guess was, or in passing, you mentioned that you thought Led Zeppelin was a great singer. Great. I thought that was, you nailed it again, once again.
I mean, how could that be wrong? They do great singing.
Okay, good.
She locked under.
Really?
I don't know why.
Play a little more.
Don't explode.
I'm feeling bad for these guys now.
Are you really or no?
Okay, that's good. That is good.
That's a good play too, Ken. That's a good one because it's a big hit, but it's not
iconic.
His voice
is so obvious.
Right. I mean, it doesn't get. It's
just get the name of the singer, and we could take a break and
take some
calls.
Any version of his name is fine, right?
Yes, any version.
What does that mean?
I'm just saying, if you get his
first
name, right,
last name, middle name,
right,
stage name,
first album name, fourth album name, whatever you want.
Okay, guess.
Jerry's getting mad at you.
I thought this was a gift.
Neil Young.
Okay, Curtis.
Led Zeppelin.
Does that sound like Led Zeppelin?
I don't know what Led Zeppelin sounds like, but I know he's a famous singer.
You don't know Stairway to Heaven?
Now here's some more. Maybe
Do you know Stairway to Heaven?
Yes.
Okay, that's Led Zeppelin.
Does that sound like
keep playing.
Page and Plant to you?
You, unlike Mutt, have mastered the Ted Nugent Stranglehold song.
It's got to be the same sizzle and summer.
Okay. Curtis?
This is Mutt's favorite, Ted Nugent.
Oh! Yes! Song?
Stranglehold.
Oh!
Boom, baby!
Now, Lucy confirmed he didn't cheat on that, because that's amazing.
We've had that a couple times. Good job.
That is amazing. That's like watching Spud Webb dunk.
He has a chance to go
holy crap.
He has a chance to go up 9-4 right here, if he gets this. To go
pretty
up
good.
9
pretty
7-4?
Pretty good. 7-4? I'm shocked at that. How'd you know that?
You got the singer.
Because we get people tweeting that all the time whenever there's a Ted Nugget song.
That's true.
And so they had this Stranglehold.
Were you thinking it was Stranglehold for a minute or no?
Yes, I was, because I said that last time.
Ooh, that would have been great.
Mutt is now 0-3 with that song. Is absolutely remarkable.
Bottom line is, you're the champ. It's undisputed at this point. I guess there will not be a rematch, a third meeting of the minds here, although we're now technically tied 3-3 in the competition. You won Bracket of the Brainless and Double Music Edition. So at some point, I'm foreseeing in the future, Battle of the Brainless 7, up to Kirk and Jerry or myself. Could be music, could be movies, could be geography quiz.
Name four of the five Great Lakes.
Lake Michigan, Lake Ohio. No, not Lake Ohio.
Pageant questions? I don't know. Is there a something to break the tie? We're 3-3 now.
Name the planets closer. I could just ask that, really. Name the planets closer to the sun than Earth.
Let's go with Saturn.
Mm-hmm. And we're off.
This is all sort of hypothetical because this means that Mutt, you know, is back. You know, doesn't return to the little park bench.
Handcuffed by my ankle to a bench.
I think actually analyzing Mutt's return trip to Saratoga, where something happened last year.
I can't believe, looking back on it now, it did what I did.
Can't remember quite what it was. It's not like we highlighted it on the show today.
Never came up.
Money. He has no money. He has credit card debt. He has two kids. He hasn't paid a dollar for their college education yet.
Right.
He told me not $1, not 1 cent. And he's going away.
But they're Chelmsford kids. They don't expect to go anywhere
that's
nice.
True. That's a good point.
I have two young kids. I have a job that has night hours.
Do you have any doubt that his kids are going to Fitchburg State? Do you have any doubt?
If everything goes right, fingers crossed. I think they may work there in the custodian department. But I would say this. What do you think Mutt's budget is when he walks out the door till he walks back into his house in Chelmsford? What's the total amount of money?
It's a good question, because $500 a day gambling alone.
Right.
And that doesn't include dinner.
Booze.
That doesn't include the house they're renting. Right. That doesn't include golf.
Uber. Gas.
Gas.
Right. There'll be no Ubers.
Fines.
Right.
Tickets.
I'm going to set the number.
Thousands.
$2,000 the number I have.
I would say that's
over.
Low. You're going over. I'm going over.
I just remember
every
having some Mexican
show.
Have you had a drink since you got arrested?
I have, yes. Last Sunday in Gardner.
Unbelievable.
In fact, driving,
is that unbelievable?
No. Okay. Oh, driving home, you said?
No, I was not. My wife was driving home.
And you had a road coat?
No, I drove most of the way.
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute. Your wife was driving
right
and you were having
you
a drink
talking?
In the passenger
what are you talking
side?
About?
I can still drive right
driving
now.
Driving home, you had a drink, you said?
No.
Gardner?
We stopped there for dinner and I had a couple beers with our delicious Mexican dinner in Gardner, Massachusetts.
She's fine with you doing
that? And Jess drove home after that. Well, she believes like I do that this was a one-time blip on the radar.
I think, actually, brilliant move by Mutt, because now, this is the summer of reestablishing credibility for Mutt.
Jobs and economy, one and two.
So he's going out of his way to go to these events like the golf tournament with you guys Tuesday, not drink.
I have a lot of respect for Texas.
He's going to go to Saratoga. He'll be I think he'll be fine this weekend.
He's a fine host.
This is him proving to the world he's back and he does not have an issue.
Hold on. My phone is pulling up. It's postseason. Click on regular season instead of postseason.
He has not talked to a professional. And then next year, look out.
I got to ask you, Steve. I'm not as confident as you are. They're the best team in the American League.
Mutt Nansky's all over the road. He's just, because people will say, he's back, he's fine, and woo!
Yeah, they don't steal a lot of bases, but they do manufacture runs. They have the third worst record in baseball in the American League for your edification.
Blurred lines Mutt.
Blurred lines Mutt Nansky in 2019.
So I find
he'll be opting out like David Price.
And I get it. I'm a degenerate gambler.
Well, we'll have Trenny and Tomasi in the mornings. Oh, or TC and Mutt were fucked if he's in trouble.
Good suggestion by you. I think you're thinking ahead.
And then they would consider Trenny, Tomasi, Mutt.
No.
Well, actually, Joey would go
no.
with Mark James.
No, not even. It would be edgeless, dickless morning show. Hello,
well,
Mutt.
How
TC and Mutt.
TC and Mutt, perfect.
Perfect.
Where TC go after Paul Gallant for making fun of baseball, Mutt would have his back. It would be you'd have Mutt and TC. They could call it Mutt and TC equals three for a rating share.
Love it.
No, you'd need a third.
Maybe.
You need a
enjoy
third.
Enjoy the rest.
You'd have an athlete dummy.
Went through the filmography today. I thought it was fine. I was not nervous at all during the salad tossing opening hour.
The irony of this is I remember how much you told me you liked Black personal trainers, and a couple of years ago, we didn't even know she was in it.
Yes, and my question with this one, in 2012, she made Your Mom Tossed My Salad 10.
That's like a culinary film.
She wasn't in the first nine.
She was in six.
She was in six?
Yeah, briefly.
Which, you always rate the Rocky movies.
Yeah.
And the Rambo movies.
Right.
Which was your favorite Your Mom Tossed My Salad?
Well, Your Mom Tossed My Salad 10 is like The Godfather 2.
Can
and
I
they
keep
go,
that?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember I was disappointed. I remember leaving the theater after Your Mom Tossed My Salad 2 and thinking, this is the end of the franchise. But Your Mom Tossed My Salad 3
I remember thinking
so
they
good.
Should end it here.
Big Boobies 8. What was the one that Jerry said?
Yeah, Jerry's favorite. Mama's Got Big Boobies. That's going to stick for a while.
Mama's Got Big Boobies.
That's going nowhere.
Mama's Got Big Boobies.
That's right up there with Dino's whimsical fish-shaped jugs.
These whimsical fish-shaped jugs.
Mama's Got Big Boobies.
Major, obviously, announcement Thursday. The Big O back in drive time. And it's going to reshape everything at the station. Dale and Rich are going to be sitting in with a crossover with us coming up in August.
They got demoted. That's life. They weren't happy about it. That's Dale and Rich, who got switched from 2 to 6 to 10-2. It seemed Rich was more upset about it on the air than Dale was, so I'm sure Dale was just as upset off the air. Though I've had some people say to me, well, what's the big deal? Their pay doesn't change.
Hey, big return on the show today, on the Friday show. Mr. Sour Shoes called in and, of course, got straight at the top of the order on the Jerry Callahan phone lines.
Hello, Sour Shoes. How are you?
Good morning. All right, we're back. Princess are here in the Ox simulcast on WFAN, also WEI in Boston this morning. Interesting story coming out of San Francisco regarding Jimmy Garofalo and this maven, this porn star, Kiara Mia. I don't know if you read about that.
I heard about it, Mike, yeah.
And it got me thinking, you know, on the Mount Rushmore of porn stars.
Oh, go ahead.
Now, you had a gal, one. I never really partook much, but I mean, Nina Hartley probably has to be up there. Linda Lovelace.
Yeah.
Jenna Jameson, possibly. Okay. But, Mike, you have to realize. Now, these modern day porn stars like Monica Sweetheart. Oh, I like Monica Sweetheart. Czech Republic, man.
Big day.
It's not like Mutt Rome. Or-
and you call the show, and you have a take, and you don't suck, or you get run.
You know, impersonators in their prime.
Oh,
but-
fuck. Today's the smack off.
Ah, smack off Friday on KNC.
There could be much worse things happening.
We could
now
be having John from Virginia calling.
Jerry's hung with that as long as he could, I guess, giving it some credence. It is stunning.
John's in Virginia. Hey, John, how you doing?
Oh, guys, I'm pretty sad about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, about the only good thing about it is, I guess, that Dale doesn't have to leave early to go to Bruins pregame anymore. That's
right.
The only good thing.
That's a good thing.
Right.
But, I mean, my thing is that, you know, I like shows that talk sports, and you guys talk sports. I don't want an engaging conversation. I want Bruins fourth line. I want Red Sox. I want batting order. I want all that good stuff.
So, he doesn't want engaging conversation.
He doesn't want engaging conversation.
I appreciate
Did he say fourth line?
Yeah, he likes fourth line talk.
Was he putting us on?
Do you think there's a chance that that's like one of our guys or not?
100%.
I thought so too.
But he never laughs. He never.
I know, but our guys are.
He wants fourth line talk and batting order.
But you don't think that's obviously.
I think it is.
No.
Keep playing it. He never laughs or jokes or.
But that's what our guy. He's a good. It's a good performer.
Okay, play it again.
Start again.
All right. So you're taking Monday off. The guys are off Monday. I know we're not supposed to advertise that per se, but it is notable that Greg Dickerson is back Monday.
It wasn't Jaylen Brown scoring, 34 points.
No.
It was the defense.
Reamer, Drellick, Dickerson.
You've never bought a copy of the book, right?
Monday morning, 6 to 10.
Very good. And I'd like to wish you well for the weekend, but I guess the ban we found out today is still in effect for, 17 more weeks?
17 weeks.
No problem.
Have a good weekend.
I'll talk to you, I'm sure, over the weekend.
Good weekend.
We're not going to have a good weekend that way.
When do we get to play that again?
17 more weeks to go.
Why?
Jesus.
Why?
I mean, it's a good idea. Perhaps we should just end with celebratory Curtis from Battle of the Brain.
Maybe that's
the best way to go out.
Good weekend.
Congrats, champ.
Oh, Journey!
Yes! Yes!
Eat it,
bud!
Yes!
I would have gotten it.
Ball game. Geez. Two in a row.
Song title just for the hell of it?
Mutt sucks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.